How is it going, everyone? It is once again me, Chewy, and I am the host of this horror podcast titled Exploring the Myths Behind the Legends. And before we begin with today's episode, I want to remind you guys, you can check us out on social media. We have a Linktree at linktree.com/mythsbehindlgds, in which you can find our social media accounts like Facebook, Twitter, etc. Now for this episode, we did things a little bit differently. Normally, I would speak by myself and cover some of the plot and behind-the-scenes stuff about the movie, but because the holidays are almost upon us, Mariah and I pre-recorded the segment in which she joins in the conversation, and we ended up talking about most of the stuff in that segment, so it would be pretty redundant if I did the same thing in my segment. So, instead of doing that, we are skipping my segment for this episode and just jumping right into hers. So stick around, because we are talking about the movie American Mary. Okay, Mariah, so I want to welcome you to this episode of our podcast. And incidentally, this movie was your recommendation, right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming you had seen this movie before.
No, I hadn't seen it.
Oh, never.
It was my first time. No, I was really attracted to the cover. So I don't know, just something about her it looks so cool. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Did you see the same cover that I did? Because in the cover that I saw, it was Mary standing with a black apron and gloves and like this hacksaw thing.
Yes, that's the one. She kind of looked very similar to Texas Chainsaw vibes is what she gave me from the cover art. So that's why I was so obsessed with wanting to watch this movie so bad.
So I actually thought you had seen this movie before. So interesting. It's going to be really cool to get your first impressions too. Because when I saw the poster, and I hardly ever judge a movie by its poster. But with this one, I kind of did, because since I had never seen it, and I've seen this same girl in other movies, and she's kind of like a horror queen. She's done several horror movies, most famously Gingersnaps, which is pretty cool, too. And she also came out in one of the Friday the 13th ones. I think it was Freddy vs. Jason. She came out in that one.
Oh, I'll have to rewatch that one.
I think she's one of like the first three or four to die in that movie. But she's in that one too. So she's had a few horror movies to her name here and there. And in the cover, like just looking at it, I thought she was going to be some sort of a serial killer type of character. So that's what I was in my mind right away. Like, I mean, so as I watched the movie, I found out that she wasn't really evil to begin with. I mean, she does things out of revenge, I guess you might want to call it. And but before we get into that, though, I want to ask you your impressions. What do you think of the movie?
I loved it. It was so good. Like, I think it was the entire storyline of this movie just exceeded my expectations.
So what did you think when you saw the cover?
I actually, honestly, I thought it was going to be Texas Chainsaw vibes with killing, slasher, that type of serial killer. So I was so excited because she looks so cool, but I was very wrong.
So I guess we had similar impressions then, because I thought she was going to be kind of maybe, and I don't know if this speaks bad about me as a person, but I thought she was going to be some sort of like a seductress type of lady that brought guys to her house and would kill them one by one, kind of. That's literally what I pictured when I saw that cover, and I was, okay, that well, you know, that would be interesting to watch. But like you said, I mean, the story is really interesting. It's more, it's kind of like a tragedy in a way.
Yes, it is.
What happens to her? She's a medical student, a medical school student. And so she's struggling to make ends meet. She's low on money. She has a job that's not paying her very much, and then that store closes. She works at a retail store, I think. And at one point, they call her and let her know, hey, we don't have a store anymore because the mall closes because we aren't paying rent. And so she decides to go to this nightclub place and basically interview to become an exotic dancer. She brings a resume of all things. I mean, to a place like that. So I mean, it kind of speaks to, I think, her innocence as a character. I don't know what you thought about that.
I definitely agree too that she is so breathtaking, just viewing her as a surgeon struggling and everything. She is so beautiful, but it's so sad what comes next. And I think that escalated more of a passion to have revenge.
Her character, she starts out as this regular person. She's just a regular woman trying to make ends meet. And like I said, I think she starts out pretty innocent because, I mean, honestly, who would think of bringing a resume to work as a stripper? I mean, that's kind of a, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works really. Or like what kind of qualifications you need besides, looking a certain way or whatever. But
Dancing.
yeah, well, yeah, you gotta have dance skills. So yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
But I mean, she brings her resume because she thinks it's like a regular job, and the guy's like, I don't need that resume, whatever. So, and then she gets involved in this circumstance in which I think one of the bar owner's friends is wounded. And because he finds out that she's a medical student, he asks her, hey, I'll pay you this much if you can save this guy for us. And so she becomes involved in that. She performs this underground surgery, in this basement, and it's all dark and dirty and everything. And I guess she ends up saving his life because she gets the money, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's really interesting how she gets involved. And I think the whole movie is a metaphor or like a representation of just how quickly your life can change in the blink of an eye, kind of thing.
Yes.
So, what struck you? Like, I mean, kind of spoiler alert, I guess, because at the end she becomes a completely different person. But what do you think of her character arc? Like, do you agree that she starts out innocent and ends up being like really different, or how do you see her growing in the movie?
I feel like as a struggling student years ago, that I even had friends back in the day who would, they weren't stripping, but they were doing other types of work in the, I guess, like industry-ish, I don't know, but appropriate with clothes on, but had to be sexy, kind of like getting tips and stuff at restaurants and kind of like those restaurants and stuff. So, yeah, I can totally see this is the fastest way to get money. So, and she just was, of course, trying to make sure that debt was paid. And I guess having that pressure, the debt pressure of you are studying to be a surgeon, but you can't afford this and you can't afford certain bills and stuff, and the pressure that comes with all of that with no help. Mind you, she's doing this all by herself. So I can totally probably agree with what she did with if she had a profession that she knew what she was doing, I'd say, yeah, go for it kind of thing. And but I do feel she was very pressured, and the money just sounded so good right here, right now. Here's the cash. And I think that would make anyone struggling be like, yeah, I need it now, so what do you need to do? And that will hopefully had helped her a couple months and stuff.
I think anyone would do the same thing because, I mean, and I'm talking about the first surgery, right? This is what I'm talking about here. So she had the skill because she had been in medical school for a couple of years already, and she needed the money. So I think, anyone would decide, you know what, I guess I can operate on this guy and then just get. I think they offered her $5,000. I mean, that's a lot of money. I can't really imagine anyone turning that money down if they have the skill and they're in that much of a desperate need. I think I'm saying it's exactly right, but I can understand why somebody would do it. I mean, if I had the skill and somebody said, "Hey, I need you to patch this guy up because he had a gunshot wound, whatever, and I'll pay you this much," I'll be like, "Okay, I guess, just don't tell anyone." So that's how she gets involved with these people. But then through because she forgot her resume or something like that, somebody in the club, this weird lady, and I'm not saying that like as an insult, but she just looks weird, right? And then you find out why she looks that way. And I guess I need to clarify because when I say she looks weird, she doesn't look human, I don't think.
No, she definitely gives off the anime doll look right away. I first thought she was an anime cosplayer.
I mean, at first, honestly, I thought she was some sort of a burn victim, maybe.
Oh,
Because her
okay.
face looked really stretched out and her eyes looked really different. And so then we find out that no, she's been modifying her body to make herself look like a cartoon character, actually. Betty Boop, incidentally. And so she tracks down Mary and she tells her, "Hey, I need you to do this operation for a friend of mine that wants to look more like a doll. Will you do it?" She offers her, like, I think $10,000 for this or more than that. So, again, it's the kind of thing that if you're in that much of a desperate need and you have the skill, I can understand why she did it. But I mean, she was pretty clear, like, you know what, I don't have insurance, I can't guarantee that it's gonna work, and this and that, whatever. So she was honest with her from the beginning, I guess. So, had you ever heard about this community of people before that modify their bodies like this?
No, I have seen, I think, a bit of some sort from I think it was, I believe, a tattoo channel that I used to watch back in the day, and I saw the lizard man. And I remember he had this tongue. So I think that's a bit similar to that, I think. But that is all. And also the horns. I've seen someone actually get horns before. So those two were the only ones that I had ever seen. And I never really dig deep before into that community. I didn't know there was an amazing community like this. So that was really interesting to dig deep into.
I had heard of like cases like you, like what you mentioned, for example. Of course, I know about tattoo. I mean, people who tattoo their bodies and their faces and even their eyeballs. I've heard of that before. And I had heard of people, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I mean, modifying their bodies in ways that is not common, I guess. And that's not saying that it's wrong, but just maybe, for example, yeah, like you said, like the tongue gets split in half or whatever. And maybe people were like modifying their ears also, like to make them look like a vampire or an elf, like make them pointy, stuff like that. So I heard about that before, but not to the level of what we see in this movie. And I mean, I'm left wondering how much of that is real, to be honest. Like, do people really go out there and like what happens with the twins?
Yes, they wanted to be a part of each other and have each other inside them, which was very interesting because they're twins.
I mean, they're already more connected than regular siblings. I could because I mean, if you believe the stories you hear about twins, that they're they're psychically connected, excuse me. Whether or not you believe that's true, I mean, a little bit besides the point here, but you hear stories about twins being connected, that if something happens to one of them, the other one feels it, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we've heard about stuff like that before. But in this case, they literally want to have a piece of each other's body attached. So they ask her to switch their arms out, right?
Yes, they do.
I don't know if I actually want to find out or not about this, if this is true, that some people might actually do this, that they exchange limbs with other people like this. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of a weird question to ask, I guess. Because you hear about transplants, organ transplants, that's different. That's like an emergency situation, I guess, if someone needs a heart transplant or a liver or a kidney, whatever. But this was done exclusively because they felt like doing it. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird question to ask. What do you think? Do you think that there's people that actually modify their bodies to that extent?
Yes, I definitely believe they do. And I think it's so interesting, actually. It's so cool to know that there's individuals who love to do that. And I kind of relate a little bit as doing the horror cosplays for ASMR and stuff, so that's a little similar, but I do like the fact that I can take off my face mask of Freddy Krueger, so that's cool. Let me go back to my face. So yeah, it's but these are actually permanent though, these modifications. So you have to be really happy with what you have gotten done. So that's so cool too. And yeah, I definitely believe people have this as a lifestyle.
It's very interesting to hear about stuff like that because me, for example, I mean, I don't judge people. People can do what they feel like doing too. Like, I mean, if they want to tattoo their faces or cut their hair a certain way or color it a certain way, I mean, that's their business. But me, for example, I don't have any tattoos. I mean, I just don't feel like it's right for me.
Okay.
And that's because I'm a big fan of heavy metal music, and all my friends have tattoos and long hair and this and that.
Oh, yeah, so you're definitely different.
So I'm like the only one that's not tattooed, and they all kind of make fun of me because they call me like the pretty boy. And yeah, I guess I'm handsome, but they mean that in the sense that like I don't have any piercings, I don't have any tattoos, so it's kind of I don't know, I just don't feel like it's right for me. But if somebody wants to do it, I mean that's more power to them. Go ahead. But moving on a little bit. We got to talk about what happens to Mary next, which is really unfortunate. Because she felt like she was kind of moving up the ladder, so to speak. She gets invited to this party, quote unquote, by her bosses. And, well, I got to mention one thing before we get into that, though. I hate her college professor.
Oh, I do not like him. He just turned into one of those professors that I used to have. Very rude.
Before he even did what he did in the movie, I just didn't like him because he was really rude and like mean to her and stuff like that. And me, for example, at some point in my life, I would want to be a professor, and I don't think I would treat a student like that. I mean, even if for whatever reason I don't like them necessarily, I mean that's different because you got to keep it professional, I think. But this guy's like flat out insulting her in class and calling her and leaving her messages. Hey, like, you know, I better see you in class tomorrow, blah, 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 whatever. And it's like, dude, like, what gives you the right to call her like that? That's like. So I already didn't like him. And then we find out that she is in this party and he's there. And so they drug her and he takes advantage of her.
Yeah.
This guy is just a scumbag. I'm sorry. Like, he's just. There's no redeeming qualities about this guy whatsoever. So what happens to him? I'm glad.
Yeah.
I was happy that she did what she did to him. And this is something that I wasn't expecting in the movie. Like honestly, I wasn't expecting it to take a turn like that.
Oh, Chewie.
So she leaves the next morning. She wakes up and she realizes what happened. And that is when she turns different. She starts changing. With reason, of course. I mean, she just went through something really traumatic. And that's when she starts scheming about how she's gonna get back to to this guy. And so she remembers, hey, I have friends in this club that are not very nice people. So they can help me get back at this guy. And so they kidnap the professor. And she really goes to town on him, doesn't she?
Oh, yes. She does a lot of experiments that she hadn't done previously, so she was trying them out on him, which is really cool to see. And making sure that she was successful in those surgeries and in the end.
I don't know if you did too, but I kind of found myself cheering for her when she was doing this.
Yes, I was too. There was a song by Elisa Estrada, and the song comes out and while she's chopping him and stuff, and I was just jamming out. It's a very poppy song, kind of like Hannah Montana vibes, I guess. So I was smiling so big. I was so excited to get into the mood with her.
We're laughing at the fact that, it's I don't know.
Getting, I guess, what he took from her and making him feel what she felt, but it probably wouldn't be to that extent, but to some.
It's because we're seeing a villain get what he deserves.
Yes.
Because she's not the villain in this
Yeah.
at all, I don't think.
No,
She's far from
definitely
being the
not.
villain. She's just a victim of circumstances. So it's gratifying to see someone that a character that you don't like in a movie get what they deserve, like this, for example. And I can't remember the song right now, but I'll look that up for sure. And so I guess you agree then that you kind of feel like in a way happy for her that she's able to get back at him.
Yes.
So, because unfortunately, in a lot of cases, that's not the case. And even if you go about it, quote unquote, the right way and you try to get him in prison, this and that, a lot of times that never happens for victims of these types of crimes. Right now in Mexico, there's actually a couple of cases that have been going on that involve women that were murdered by people that they knew or people that they trusted. So it's tragic, right? And of course the families are trying to get justice, but I mean, with the way things are in Mexico, I mean, I'm Mexican, and one of the things I don't like about Mexico is that it's a really corrupt legal system. So if someone pays enough, they're able to do whatever they want. So it's gonna be really hard for these families to get justice for their daughters, right? So that's why when I saw this in the movie, it's kind of gratifying to see a victim get back at the aggressor in this case. And so in the scene, she starts off by, I think, cutting off his tongue or whatever. And then you kind of forget about him because more stuff happens. And then you come to find out that she's got him stashed in this basement. And you see him, and he's hanging by the skin on his back, and he's all tatted up, and he's missing his arms and legs. So, wow. I mean, she really, really, really got back at him.
Oh, yeah, I really like that he was hanging. The way he was hanging was very cool to see. The skin just stretched like that.
Oh, you know what? That's another thing that I've heard about.
Yeah,
That people sometimes hang themselves from hooks by their skin in their backs or necks.
wow.
I've never gone to a show like that, but there's a club around here where I live that they actually opened up kind of recently, but they feature like S&M stuff.
Whoa.
A friend of mine went to see a show the other day, and you're not supposed to record video. But
Oh,
she recorded like a little video, and it was this guy getting like whipped in the face with this like leather thing. by this girl, right?
Whoa, that's intense.
And the guy was totally into it. He was like screaming and like, yes, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, I mean, that's different. But like I said earlier, to each their own, right? But I've heard that in that club, there's more extreme stuff like that. And I've heard about hooks and stuff like that. And I was like, well, that sounds a little bit too weird for me. So I don't think that's a place that I'm going to be visiting anytime soon, to be honest. But anyways, eventually Mary earns this reputation as being some sort of an underground surgeon because she did such a great job on the friend that they recommend her to more people, and she is able to move to a bigger apartment, and she has this like surgery studio in her place, and she gets all kind of people to come in and do body modifications. So it seems like things are going good for her as far as she's making money and she's thriving in this community. But I wasn't expecting the end. I don't know what you thought about the ending.
It blew my mind. I was sad in the end.
I was too, actually. Because I liked her character. I mean, she, in spite of the fact that she changed, quote unquote, because I mean she had to change really after what she went through. But I wasn't expecting what happened, and the husband of the first girl she operated on is upset that his wife now looks different.
Looks like a Barbie doll.
So she tracks down Mary through her friend. And he beats her up and he cuts her up, and I think she ends up dying too, no?
Yes. Yeah, you can hear like her last breath on the phone, unfortunately.
Yeah, and so this guy finds her and he hides in her house, and she comes back one night, he's hiding in the shadows, and he manages to stab her. And she stabs him back. And you kind of see her crawling to her surgery room and try to fix herself up, but she's too late. So I felt kind of sad when I saw her body just laying there, and I was like, nah, man, that can't be the end of this.
Yeah, I thought that she had called the police and then left because we see her fixing herself or trying to operate on herself on the wound that the man had caused. So that was really sad. And then it goes to her scene when she's just lying on the floor and bled to death, which is really depressing to see. And yeah, it was really sad because you could see her after the guy is out. I think, I don't know what happened. I don't know if she wounded him too, I think, or tried defending herself and he's out, like he's dead, gone. And then you see her trying to go to her studio and try to suture herself. So yeah, towards the end, after the police come and everything, we see her, and that was so sad. But what an amazing storyline. This is one of my favorite storylines that I've seen in a while.
I agree with you. I really enjoyed this movie. And the only thing I didn't like was the ending. I knew the ending was not gonna be quote unquote happy, right? Because it's a tragic movie.
That's a very traumatic, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dark drama kind of thing. But so I knew that the ending wasn't gonna be like, oh, happiness and rainbows and sunshine, you know? But I kind of thought she was gonna be able to run away with a guy because they kind of become attached to each other, right? The bar owner and her, and he even tells her, "Hey, let's go, let's drive out of here. Let's just kind of travel for a bit and change scenery." And she's like, "Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll do that." So I kind of figured she was gonna be able to do that and just kind of maybe get a new perspective on things and then go on with her life. But that wasn't the case, and I was sad. I was sad at the end of the movie, and I was like, "No." But you can argue that it was like the ending was a little bit sudden, and there was a couple of plot holes here and there. I think her character arc is really interesting, and I thought it was well done, me personally. So That's why I was so sad when she died at the end. I was like, oh no. But it is what it is. It's life, I guess.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't have happy endings, but it's really, really, really sad.
So, I have a question for you. Well, I guess, do you have anything to add before we move on to the scores?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to share real fast. There were fun facts on the movie. Actually, some of the members that were a part of this body modification community were real life people from the community. So that was really, really cool. And the main actress, Catherine Isabel, she actually went to medical school too to do research on her role. And this film was only shot in 15 days.
Wow.
Crazy.
Also, 2 weeks to make this movie? Wow.
Yeah, that's
I
insane. It's so good. I love that.
thought it would have taken longer. I don't know what the budget to this movie was. I mean, I was trying to find the information on that, but I couldn't find it. It does look low budget because it is. It's an independent film, so don't expect like all these like. I think the gore was adequate, like the effects that they had on the blood and stuff like that. I thought it was appropriate and it wasn't cheesy. It didn't look fake, you know, it actually looked kind of real.
I definitely agree. It wasn't extreme gore, as usually what with movies
Yeah.
that I watch sometimes. But this had very little bit of blood. So if you are iffy about blood, don't worry. This isn't gonna make you squirm.
That's interesting too that she actually went to study at a medical school to kind of, I guess, get in character. To like, I guess, learn the what do you call it? The jargon, like, you know, the medical.
Medical terms and the anatomy.
Yeah, the vocabulary. That's dedication to her craft. I think this girl's a really good actress, and I think she never really got her due.
No, I don't think she did. She is an amazing actress. Love her characters.
You've never seen Ginger Snaps, have you?
No, I have not.
I think we should do that movie very, very soon.
Yes, we
And
should.
I think you would enjoy it because she does really good in that movie too. And she was younger in that movie. I think she was in her early 20s when she did that one, the Ginger
Oh.
Snaps. I'm not sure how old she is now, but I think she's probably like in her 40s, maybe like early 40s. I think she's like my age or a little older. She's done good work. I mean, she's done interesting characters throughout her career, but I think she could have gotten a bigger break. It says here in IMDb that she was born in 1981, so she's about 41 years old
Oh, okay.
as of right now. So, okay, Mariah, so I guess now it's time to move on to our scores here. And I want to ask you a question. That's not gonna be very easy to answer because who do you think was the villain in this movie?
Oh, that is a hard question. I would say the villain in this movie probably has to do with the professor, I think, in my eyes. And from the entire movie, I would say the main villain is the professor that took advantage of her.
I think you're right because basically what he did is what started this whole chain reaction of things. Even though she was struggling with money and everything, and she was kind of like trying to make ends meet by working at a strip bar or whatever, that's not a bad thing necessarily. I mean, that's a lot of people do that in their lives. But I think what basically turns her life around completely is what happened to her at that party. So, how many skulls do you want to give this guy?
I would say 10 for sure. I feel like he took so much, and it was pretty cool to see take her power back in the movie, which a lot of people don't get. So I'm gonna give this guy evil's intense schools.
In the context of the movie, I'm pretty sure this wasn't the first time he did it.
Oh, definitely not.
Because didn't they mention at some point that they had a collection of tapes?
Yes, of multiple girls. And that was really sad to hear.
So this is something that was going on for a while already. And this guy was, he knew he was getting away with it because, you know, whatever. So, yeah, what a scumbag. So, I do agree with you. I do think he is a villain. I was going to say life. Life in general, because, I mean, there's this just normal person trying to get through life. And it seems that she can't catch a break because she's in all this debt. And she has no job. And then she goes through this horrible thing. But I guess for the sake of keeping it simple, I'll agree with you and say the professor is the evil guy. And I will give him a 10 too, because he is a criminal that's been doing this for a while and getting away with it. So I think he... And you know, the scary thing is that there are people like this in the world. So that's unfortunate.
That's even scarier to even know that, yes, that's... does happen in real life, and it's such a sad thing.
People that take advantage of their positions of power and impose their will on others, and it's just, yeah, it's horrible. So we agree the guy is the villain. And what do you think about the movie? Let's go ahead and how many I'm trying to think of units here for this. So I got a good one. How many sutured turkeys out of 10? Because at one point in the movie she's trying to learn how to do sutures by practicing on a turkey, right?
Yes, and she actually learned how to do this too in real life. So I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, is that what you mentioned, like by when she went to medical school?
That's, yes, cool. She actually learned how to do it properly. So that was really cool to see. And I would say I would give it, I want to give it a 9.8, if that's cool.
I mean, you
or
can.
Not, I guess. Yeah, I would give it a 9.8.
I mean, the turkey's going to be missing like a wing or something, but...
That's okay.
The last turkey's missing
one of its wings. But I really love this movie. It is probably going to be one of my favorite movies that isn't super 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 scary with gore, at least with extreme gore. But yeah, this is definitely gonna go on my favorite movie list, so I love it so much.
I'm only gonna give this movie the score that I'm gonna give it because I didn't like the ending out of spite. But man, I want to give this movie a 9.
Oh yay.
Because again, the last point is the ending, and I don't know, it's just something that I really was surprised at, rather that I wasn't expecting for this movie to be like this. And it's something that's relatable to a lot of people, like, you know, for better or for worse, people that are trying to make ends meet, and then your life can change in one instant. And in her case, it was really extreme and unfortunate. But I think we've all been at a time in our lives at some point in which we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, and bills are piling up and our job isn't paying enough. So it's that's one thing, right? But then I also I like her character arc also, how she grew as a character. I mean, she became a different person, but because she had to, she kind of... At the end, though, she kind of started breaking down a little bit, but that's understandable. I mean, it's when you go through...
Yeah, I mean... A traumatic experience like that, I would imagine, yeah, you are going to be bound to have breakdowns.
Yeah, because I don't think we mentioned it, but she has a scene in which after, when she's torturing the professor, somebody finds her and he tries to free the professor, but she's able to overpower both of them. And she ends up taking both of their lives. And then she goes to the diner or something like that with her bodyguard. And she tells him, hey, you know what? This is really affecting me, man. Like, I'm not right. You know, I'm not feeling good right now. But like we said, I mean, it's understandable because she went through a lot. And She's probably trying to process the fact that, you know, up to a few days ago, she was just a regular person. And now she's this underground surgeon
Has
that's
a
like,
whole new life.
yeah, basically, she became a completely different woman. So I liked the character arc. I mean, I think it was well done, it was well written. And so I give this movie a 9. So, yay. So, is there anything else you might want to add, Mariah, before we sign off for the night?
No, I don't think so.
Awesome. So, I really recommend this movie if you're looking for dark dramas. It is not super, super violent, but it's really interesting, and I think it's a really one of the best movies that I've seen in the past few years, for sure. Especially since we started the podcast, for sure. I mean, it's been one of the better ones that I've seen. So I recommend it. And I also recommend that you follow us on social media by checking our linktree.com/myths-behind-lgds. You can find our links to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. You can also find the link to our online store to score some sweet EMBL swag. And if you're listening to us on a platform that allows you to score the podcast, by all means, give us a top rating because we are cool like that. Right, Maria?
Yes, please.
So, we want to thank you guys for listening, and I hope you enjoyed our discussion on this film. And I want to ask you to stay away from evil professors. People that scream at you for no reason, that call you at all hours of the night to, like, tell you stuff. Yeah, stay away from them. And actually, we know the next topic is going to be stigmata, right?
Yes, it is.
So I'm looking forward to that because we're going to talk about that movie in like 2 minutes. Because for clarification, we are recording this episode and the one about Stigmata the same night because of Thanksgiving. So we have to do a 2-for-1. So as soon as we finish recording this one, we'll go on to record the other one. So that's going to be fun. So until we see you in the next one in like 5 minutes, Maria. Have a good one.